Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with a KUAC News Minor update. Army officials are investigating the death of a Stryker Brigade soldier whose body was found Monday in his barracks room on Fort Wainwright. A U.S. Army Alaska news release issued Wednesday says fellow Stryker soldiers found the body of 20-year-old Specialist Charles Michael Bodie. He was assigned to the 1st Stryker Brigade combat team based at Fort Wainwright. USARK spokesman John Pinnell says Army officials will not comment on the cause of death while it's under investigation. The news release says Bodie is from Fresno, California. He joined the Army in August 2017 and came to Alaska in December of that year. Alaska State Troopers have identified the officers involved in the fatal shooting of a Fairbanks man early Saturday morning. Sean Ray Wilson, 48, was killed after he fired on two troopers serving a $100,000 felony arrest and search warrant at a North Fairbanks home. According to a trooper news release issued Tuesday, Trooper Derek Cottle was using less lethal force when Wilson shot and injured him. The extent and nature of Cottle's injuries is not specified. Trooper Brian Hibbs fired his gun at Wilson, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Cottle served as a Fairbanks Airport police officer for 8 years and joined the troopers 7 months ago. Hibbs is an 8-year veteran of the Department of Public Safety, according to the release. Members of a Fort Wainwright dive team found the body of a drowning victim Tuesday night at a lake on the east side of Fairbanks. The divers with the Fort Wainwright Fire Department found the victim's body just before midnight Tuesday in the lake of Lakeview Terrace, according to a news release issued Wednesday by the Post's Public Affairs Office. The release says the Fairbanks Fire Department asked Fort Wainwright to send the divers, who are part of the only certified dive recovery team in this part of the state. Alaska State Troopers say they got a report of the drowning about 9:30 p.m. A trooper news release says the victim will not be identified until his next of kin has been identified. The State Division of Forestry brought in another crew Wednesday to fight the 270-acre Caribou Creek fire burning about 25 miles east of Fairbanks. The 20-member White Mountain Initial Attack Crew will join four others fighting the blaze located in a remote area near the community of Two Rivers. That will bring the total number of personnel assigned to the fire to about 120. The fire was about 15% contained as of Tuesday night. That's according to a news release Forestry Department posted Wednesday. Helicopters and water-scooping aircraft continued dropping water yesterday, and a 16-person Alaska Fire Service smoke jumper crew is working to slow its progress. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.